Peace and blessings, my people. Peace and blessings. I know you probably ain't heard the voice in a minute. You know, I ain't put out no content lately. But you know how it is. I just been living, trying to get myself right, trying, you know, get my wealth right, get my health right, all that good shit. But you know who it is, the one and only Lance Bias, with the show by the same name. If I sound like I'm out of breath, I just got off of work and I'm walking. And I said, fuck it, let me just give y'all something, man. Because it ain't like I ain't been working to work on podcasts. I got a million ideas. It's just that sometimes you got to get your priorities straight before you know you chase your goals. That's a deep one right there, because I used to firmly believe in that parents teaching kids, you know, go get a job. And you're teaching your child to chase money, basically, excuse me. But in this life that we live, the only real satisfaction you can get out of life is chasing your dreams. And then some people, I know they're going to say, well, you may fail and, you know, you won't have happiness if you fail at chasing your dream. No, that's just life teaching you how to go about it and shit. Like, hey, you wanted to go about it this way. Readjust that plan. But I've just been getting back to chasing my dream instead of chasing money, because I'm definitely on the money hunt right now. But I'm trying to realign myself and get back to chasing my dreams and my goals. But that's what makes me feel fulfilled as a person. And I see some of those goals, you know, everyday people shit, better my life, better my health, better my bank account, all that. But I also, I'm heavy in the Game of Thrones. Like, I love Game of Thrones, House of Dragon, George R.R. Martin, whatever he write, I'm fucking with. And I just like, I'll be rewatching the show and everything. So I figure, fuck it. There's a million Game of Thrones podcasts out there. A fearful person would be like, well, there's already a million people doing a Game of Thrones podcast. We don't need another one. But I was like, no, I got a specific introspect to it. Like, I relate to some of the characters on life, you know, like, just on some life shit. And it's like, I would love to dive into that, break down the episodes, break down some of the people, break down some of the meanings. So that's one thing I've been working on for a little bit now. Just trying to come up with ideas from everything from topics to the name of the podcast. Then I want to work on another joint too, which is going to be a sports podcast. So I'm pretty much in the same boat. What kind of content do I want to deliver? What kind of, you know, how dedicated am I going to be to this? And like I said, it's all about setting your priorities up right now. Because you can want to do something, but if you got too much on your plate, you can't eat, baby. Or you're going to get full too quick. So I'm learning, you know, just take my time, nibble at this, nibble at that, and, you know, inch towards your goals. Sometimes you can't run towards your goals in an all-out sprint. Sometimes all you can do is inch towards them. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. But besides that, you know, just trying to get credit and stuff right. Just get life right. But that's what it seems like everybody is chasing. You know, just that. Better in their life, better in themselves. And I'm on that. I can't front, like, I'm not on that chase either. And, you know, I still got a lot of work to do. I'll be doing a lot of foolish shit. Like, I cut the drinking back, but I still, you know, I throw them back with the gang. I try to cut the drama out of my life. Still got a little bout to drama and shit. But spiritually, I know my soul is doing much better. Because I'm getting to the place where I want to be. And I know that place is like, it's ironic to feel like you're getting to where you want to be, because I'm self-conscious, not self-conscious, I'm conscious of self. And it's like, I know that even when I get to where I want to be, that's just one level. And there's definitely going to be another level that I'm going to be chasing. So it's like, even if you got a goal, that's not the end goal. Like, as long as you're breathing and living on this world, you got to keep setting goals and keep achieving and shit. And that's just what I'm on. Like I said before, nigga fixing his credit. Nigga trying to fix the way he eat. Nigga trying to fix the way he deal with people. I guess I should say a king. Because, you know, you got to manifest with your words. So, king trying to fix his health. This king trying to fix his, you know, just everything about my life. And in order to fix it, I realized I had to fall back for a minute. Even though I wanted to do the pods and shit, I had to give it a little break. Come back, refresh. Drop new content, new topics. I got topics for y'all. You wouldn't believe how many topics I got. It's just that I haven't been in the right space to deliver it because I got so much I wanted to do. Now that I've started separating shit, breaking shit down, getting more serious about it, things feel different, things taste different, things look different. So it's not like, oh, how am I going to get this done? It's, all right, okay, I see how you're moving. I got you. Do this, do that, then boom, on to the next goal. So that's where we at right now. And this is just like it's not even like a podcast with a topic. This is just me wanting to talk to any listeners I got out there, or even if it's just me listening back to this shit, just to, you know, reconfirm to myself where I'm at in life and the things I'm chasing. Let's see what's been going on with me. Got a new job. That shit pretty cool. Finally working the day shift, which is love. That way I ain't got to be up all fucking night no more. I used to stay up late as shit. Like, I get off of work 9, 10 o'clock. Probably don't get home till like 11 or something. I probably ain't going to sleep till like 3 in the morning and shit. But now, me working the day shift, you know, I get off at 4. Sometimes I get off a little later. Man, I might hit the block for a little bit. But recently, I just been going home and shit, you know, falling back, watching Netflix, watching Game of Thrones over and over, over and over again. But I find comfort in it because it allows my brain to think outside of the box, I guess I want to say. Like, it's inspiring. Sorry if y'all hear trucks and shit going by. It is what it is. I'm on my way home. Well, I'm leaving work. Let's just say that. I don't think I'm going straight home. Nigga definitely need a beer. But yeah, like I said, I cut the drinking back and shit. I just ain't going out getting smacked and fucked up, stumbling home. Now, have I stumbled home recently? Yes, you goddamn right I did. I was drunk. But I try not to do it as often as I was doing it. You know, small changes lead to, you know, big accomplishments. So I got that going on. I'm going to be a grandfather in 2023. Shit's crazy. I'm definitely going to have to do a topic on that. But yeah, I'm going to be a grandfather. Relationship with my kids, you know, it's getting better because I'm putting myself in a position to not just do more for them financially, because that's what people think being a parent is just a financial responsibility. No, I want to be emotionally connected to my children because that's my house, that's my legacy. And in order for my house and my legacy to stay strong with that lion shrimp, I got to make sure that it ain't just about the money, it's about the relationship. So bettering my relationships with not only my children, but, you know, just people. Trying to better my relationship with my mother, my brother, some of my friends I call homies. Even I'm about to cut some of them niggas off because they not trying to level up. And I ain't mad. Like, I used to be mad at them. Like, damn, my homies don't see the vision. My homies not seeing what I see. And it's like, I guess the universe finally put it on my soul that, yo, everybody can't do what you do. Everybody can't see how you see shit. So sometimes you got to walk in the darkness because you is the light. I know, that was a bar. But, yeah, it's just, you know, all about bettering this shit, man. Getting to that level, like, I was working earlier, and I was like, yo, I gotta get back to writing movies and books and scripts and shit. Not because I want to make it and be filthy rich. Of course, that would be nice. Truck riding by. Motherfucking truckers. I wanted to be a trucker, but, like I was saying, not even that I'm trying to, you know, make it rich by selling these books or selling these scripts or movies or TV shows or whatever type of ideas I'm manifesting, is that that's what brings me joy. So I got to get back to encompassing myself in what brings me joy, because that's what motivates me. That's what keeps me going. When I had them down days and shit, like, I'm like anybody else. Some days it's super great. Feeling the best I ever felt. Feeling motivated and dedicated. The other days, I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna make it through, but I realize when I keep that little piece of joy beside me and keep striving towards my goals, it makes it easier to get through the other shit. Oh shit, SZA coming to Philly March 2nd. She gonna be at the Well Goals. I ain't even listened to the album yet. I still gotta listen to the album. I'm gonna definitely check it out. I heard great reviews about it. But yeah, just gotta get back to that, man. Writing, that's what brings me joy. You can't chase the money all the time. Sometimes you got to chase the bliss and the joy of life. And that's what time I'm on. Chasing the joy. I'm trying to get in this gym. Get my health right. you know, love myself more, love the people that love me more. Just, you know, live this life that I was meant to live. Be the king that I was meant to be. Be the king that I am. It's like I got a kingdom and I've been ruling it, but I ain't been doing a good job. Now, the kingdom is still successful. We're thriving, but we could be doing better. And that's my focus. Not in the sense of better, like, oh, get this or get that, but in the sense of better, like, it's still room for growth. There's always room for growth. And that's what time we on. I'm almost at the train station. About to hop on this subway. Just go relax for a little bit before I go back to work. Go do some writing, do some reading, find inspiration in the beauty of life. Life is fucking beautiful. No matter what you're going through, life is beautiful. Because you're alive. And if you died, or you got somebody close to you that died, that just means they free from the pains of life. They're probably experiencing all the joys of life in that other dimension, realm, heaven, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I'm still here on Earth. I still got some shit to do. So we're going to get it in. I appreciate you listening. We hitting you with new content real soon. This shit about to get professional. Not professional in the sense like we're going to pay people. Just professional in the sense I'm going to put more of my energy and my love into the things I do. So with that said, I appreciate you listening. This has been Lance Bias. I love you and I'm going to get with you. Peace.